USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says President Trump's top aide, Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, won't answer the call to testify in the impeachment inquiry. Another key witness is changing his story. America's EU ambassador, Gordon Sondland, now says he recalls telling a Ukrainian official that military aid would probably be held up unless a corruption probe was announced. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says in a statement, both transcripts released show even less evidence for this illegitimate impeachment sham than previously thought. Ambassador Sondland squarely states that he did not know and still does not know when, why, or by whom the aid was suspended. He also said he presumed there was a link to the aid, but cannot identify any solid source for that assumption. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 30 points, the S&P 500 down 3. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tragedy strikes three families in Mexico. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
At least 9 American citizens, 6 of them children, 3 of them women, have been shot and killed in Mexico by drug cartel gunmen. This man, Willie Jessup, told NBC News he's related to the victims.
There were several families traveling to another community, and not very far out of Lamora, then their family came under attack, and there was a number of vehicles, 3 of them in particular, that were shot, and one of them was set fire.
Early reports indicated the shooting may be a case of mistaken identity. The dead were part of a caravan of members of a Mormon settlement called Lamora, about 70 miles south of Douglas, Arizona.
The State Department says Iran's pledge to broaden its nuclear program is a big step in the wrong direction. Although the administration withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal, a spokesperson says it still supports the work of international monitors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Veterans Day is coming up Monday, November 11th.
In 1918, Armistice Day marked the end of the First World War. Now is the day on which America celebrates its veterans. And Sherman Gillums, a Marine Corps veteran who is the chief advocacy officer for AMVETS, explains how his group has been helping them for 75 years.
Since 1944, we serve veterans of all backgrounds and their families. We've helped them file VA claims, find jobs, and get the health care that they've earned. As the most inclusive veterans organization in the nation, we also advocate on Capitol Hill for the rights and benefits of veterans with disabilities, veterans who face financial hardship, and more. This now includes securing a better future for women veterans through the Respect Our Heroes and Their Experiences Act, which aims to address the myriad challenges faced throughout the entire women's veterans experience as it relates to issues such as military sexual trauma, meeting gender-specific health care needs, and fully embracing the identity associated with being a military veteran. We also firmly support the Tally Bill, which was just reintroduced in Congress. This bill seeks to expand the rights for veterans by applying federal laws involving tort claims to VA medical contractors who are currently exempted so that they can be finally held accountable in instances of medical malpractice.
To learn more, visit AMVETS.org.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.